stakeholders made up of the Electoral Commission, political party, security services, the media and religious groups are meeting in Accra to strategize on how to ensure a free, fair and transparent election. Our reporter at the event is Priscilla Owusu-Ansah. She joins us on the line. Hello, Priscilla.
Hello, Akosia.
Is the meeting still on and what's happened so far?
Yes, it's still ongoing. It's been a well-attended forum by all stakeholders. And so far, the forum has had presentations from the chairman of the Electoral Commission, Dr. Farijan, and the former chairman of SRAJ, Mr. Justice Emil Short, and the director of General Election Operations of the Ghana Police Service, John Kudalo. Hello.
What are some of the important points made by these organizations, heads of these organizations?
Yes, the chairman of the Electoral Commission, Dr. Farijan, says the EC is very satisfied with the outcome of the pilot project that ended not long ago. He said there has been a few administrative challenges, but they are set to take them up and deal with them before the actual registration comes up. He said, he gave the insight that those who are taking the pilot project can't vote with that particular ID card. So when the registration begins, they are supposed to go back and register and have an actual ID card. Justice Emil Short took to the media personnel who promote violence and said they should be made to face the criminal court of justice. Yeah. And the police front to DCOP John Kudalo said despite logistical constraints, the police service will team up with all stakeholders and protect ballot boxes during the election.
So what expected outcome? Can you guess the outcome of the meeting?
Yes, Akosia. At the end of this forum, the stakeholders are supposed to come up with a communique pledging their commitment to peaceful election.
All right. Thank you very much, Priscilla.
Thank you.
You heard our reporter, Priscilla Owusu-Ansah.